This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've got a new look at the job market. The April unemployment report is just out, and it shows that hiring slowed to 266,000 added jobs in April. The unemployment rate rose to 6.1%, the very latest figures just in from the government. A new attempt to estimate the true death toll of the coronavirus pandemic puts the number at more than double the official tallies. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
University of Washington researchers estimate the actual number of deaths globally is 6.9 million people. They also suggest the U.S. death count is more than 905,000, while the official tally is about 575,000. The estimates are the latest bid to get a handle on something that's hard to count. Experts say the official COVID-19 death statistics are undercounted for several reasons, like governments perhaps missing deaths that did not happen in hospitals or cases where a patient did not have a COVID test. Sagar Magani, Washington.
We expect to hear from Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms this morning about her surprise announcement yesterday that she will not seek a second term. President Biden once considered her for his running mate. A man angry about a prior transaction showed up at a Wells Fargo bank branch in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and held five employees hostage for hours, say police, before they captured him. Nobody physically hurt. Police Chief Blair Anderson says they know this guy.
We have had numerous contacts with this individual dating back at least a decade, including violent crime.
Chief Anderson talked to KSTP-TV. Republicans in Texas have moved a new elections bill forward. It would impose new voting restrictions. This is AP News. This is for the birds.
The Biden administration is proposing to restore longstanding protections for wild birds that were ended under former President Trump. In its final days in office, the Trump administration ordered a halt to prosecutions under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act for accidental but avoidable bird deaths. More than 1,000 North American birds are covered by the treaty, from peregrine falcons to songbirds and more than 20 owl species. Hundreds of cases targeting utilities, oil companies, and wind energy developers resulted in criminal fines and civil penalties totaling $5.8 million between 2010 and 2018. Most notably, a $100 million settlement by energy company BP after the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which killed an estimated 100,000 birds. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.